Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot's Rock Solid Drupal Workshop Week in Dallas, Texas. Come join Matt Westgate, James Sansbury, and Randy Fay as they talk about the Drupal performance and deployment tricks used on Drupal's most trafficked sites. The event happens October 4th to the 8th and is split into two workshops, Drupal Performance and Scaling on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and Drupal Deployment and Best Practices on Thursday and Friday. Sign up for each workshop individually or sign up for the whole week, save some money, and learn to run your website like a pro. For more information, visit lullabot.com/events.
My name is Dave Reed, and I started working with Drupal in about 2005. I was a WordPress plugin developer and started experimenting with Drupal just on my homepage and just instantly fell in love with it as a developer. I could never look back to WordPress because it just things clicked in my head and just I really enjoyed working on it. Started getting involved with Core about 2 years ago and slowly increasing my activity and, you know, and being involved with the top contributors now in Drupal 7 and just really helping shape things, and it's really interesting and fun as a community.
And so what is it that you're specifically focused on or particularly interested in when it comes to working on Drupal 7?
Well, recently I picked up the maintainership for the contact module as well as the statistics module, in addition to the token system too, which I'm going to be sharing with Jeff Eaton. And overall, I'm just kind of a general person that just likes to help on any kind of issue that I can, and also with testing and all those kind of good stuff. Yeah.
And so what is it that was in Drupal 7 that you also worked on in terms of the patches? What do you see as your role? I know there's some people that will read through every issue and have their fingers in every pod, and there's some people who focus down, but what's sort of your style when you're working on Drupal 7?
I like to do an overall review of patches and just help out, but there were a few things that I focused on. The first major thing was I worked on making personal contact forms. Anonymous users can now use those, and it comes with a new permission, and just that whole contact module was cleaned up for Drupal 7. I also worked on getting rid of the custom URL rewrite functions because they weren't very flexible. They could only be implemented once, and it's now available as a hook URL alter, inbound and outbound functions, which also had a huge performance regression, but luckily there's really smart people that helped work and help get that performance fixed up as well. And the other thing I worked on was a hook modules foo. Basically, it's a, after modules are installed, enabled, disabled or uninstalled, there's now a new hook that fires. It was a thing that really bothered the CZK project in Drupal 6 because it needed to know when modules were disabled or uninstalled that provided CZK fields. And now they have that native hook now in Drupal.
Now, maybe you could talk a bit about if you're a freelance developer and then it seems like people who work on Drupal core often do it in their spare time after they're done with their client work or their work that is actually getting them paid. So maybe you could sort of talk about how you draw that balance and what drew you into participating more in core development.
Well, I really got involved. I left a full-time restaurant managing position, and I just had to take a big, long break. And so I really just dove myself into Drupal and just really working on it basically 24/7 and just not getting paid, just enjoying it. And that really helped build my reputation. And so now I'm working on lots of side projects. I'm not full-time yet, but I think it's a nice balance to be part-time and then to have lots of flexibility to work on core and contrib.
Oh, I see. So you're still doing the restaurant business, and then when you come home in your spare time, you're just working on Drupal.
Oh, no, I'm not working on restaurants anymore. I'm part-time just working, helping out with Drupal projects for paid work. And then any other time, I just get to enjoy Drupal for my own benefit. So.
And so we're here at the Core Developers Summit, and then DrupalCon is going to be coming up here next week. So is there anything that you were interested in today or coming up next week that you were either talking about or discussing while you're here either at either one of those things?
Well, I'm giving a presentation on the best practices in contrib module development with four other people. We're all experts kind of in contrib development, and we just wanted to share that information to people that are new to maintaining modules and kind of the best practices on finding co-maintainers and making sure they document their modules and that kind of thing. For today with the Core Summit, it was really interesting to hear about all the directions we want to take with testing. Boomentower Jimmy gave a good presentation for testing in Drupal 8 and where he wants to head with that. And Randy Fay, R. Fay, gave a really good presentation on how we can test JavaScript, which is really important for Drupal 7. With all the usability improvements that we made, a lot of those are kind of in JavaScript, and we can't really test those normally with our current framework. So it was really interesting to hear from them.
And what contrib modules have you been involved with, like when you say you're going to give a whole presentation about how to maintain contrib modules?
The list is growing exponentially. My primary ones that I'm working on, I'm now the maintainer of the XML sitemap module, the new version, not the old version that was very bad at performance. I help co-maintain Path Auto token module, which we will need for Drupal 7 just to have a token interface. I'm working on Path Redirect, a feed burner module, global redirect. I tend to somehow find myself working on a lot of those SEO modules, but it's a lot of fun. So.
What is it that ties all these modules together? What are they that all have in common for you that sort of like that you got? Were they modules that you happened to be interested in or that you found yourself using or needed help? Or what sort of drew you to each one of these?
Most of the modules that I'm helping maintain right now, I actually just used myself on my blogs and other websites. And I usually start helping contribute patches back to them, and I help get involved with the issue queues with helping answer other support questions. And usually by the time that rolls around, the current maintainer is like, hey, you're doing a really great job. You want to help co-maintain? Or I offer my help as a co-maintainer just because I know that I'm always online and available to help. And they're like, sure, we'll bring you on.
It seemed like, I remember the XML sitemap seemed to be a big sort of explosion nightmare sort of module that all the Drupal shops secretly hated, but you know, none of the efforts to actually fix it and get it up to snuff. But there seemed to be some issue that came up that you, did you dive into that or what, maybe talk a bit about like how that happened?
Sure. Well, as you said, the previous version of it that everyone was used to just had a really bad problem with performance. If you had, you know, more than 100 nodes, your site would basically explode. And everyone else that has experienced this usually wrote their own module or hacked something up and didn't really share it back to the module maintainers and say, hey, here's what's going on with performance. Here's the reason why this needs to be changed. Here's what we did. You know, no one was sharing that information. And so I kind of went down that same path and started rewriting the module from scratch. And I hooked up with Webchick and kind of went through my discussions with her, and she's like, this is great. We need to really get this back out to the community. And so I was like, okay, I will put it in my CBS sandbox, start sharing it out with some couple people, and open up discussion with the module maintainers. And it kind of got into a little messy situation whether we should scrap the current work in the XML sitemap module and put my code in. And it ended up, after lots of discussion with some really high-level members of the community and the current maintainers, that I would take over the new branch of the module and just continue development there. And we would basically lock down the other versions of the module and only commit bug fixes, basically, like the Drupal process works. So now we're up to alpha releases of the new version. Things are going well. We just integrated domain access to it successfully. So, yeah, things are looking good with the module now, and things are definitely going great.
Cool. And finally, maybe you could talk about like and moving forward with the code sprints and also towards the finishing all the critical bugs in Drupal 7, like what's on your radar screen over the next couple of days and up till Drupal 7 releases?
Well, I'm going to be focusing primarily on Update Manager module. I help co-maintain that in core with Derek Wright. And so there's a couple critical issues that we need to get nailed down and fixed before Drupal 7 gets released. I'd also like to start taking a look forward at statistics module for Drupal 8 and seeing how we can completely revamp that module, because no one actually uses it in production anymore. They always use Google Analytics. So I'd like to see how we can increase the performance for that and, you know, get that module actually useful to people. If not, we can just, you know, cut it out of core.
Okay. Well, great. Thanks.
Yep. Thanks.